You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is coming from Bella. And as she points out at the end, she's 24 years old. She goes, "Hey guys, wondering if either of you have ever moved for someone. This guy and I have only known each other for 9 months, but I really like him. I'm that person who went through a lot of really crappy guys until I found a good one.
Aww.
And now he's moving to Texas for his work. He sort of asked if I'd ever think about going down there with him. So I'd like to know what you and your listeners would say about this. Is it okay to quit your job and move for someone when it hasn't been a year yet? Or should I try doing the long-distance relationship thing?"
Right.
She says, "Thank you. I really love your show. I've been listening since I was in fourth grade. I'm 24 now." So what's fourth grade? Is that like 10?
Yeah.
Roughly? Ish, 6, yeah. 7, 8, 9, 9 to 10?
Right in there.
Well, thanks, Bella. So there you go. This is an ongoing question for people. Do you move across the country for someone, or do you try long-distance relationship? She did not mention option number three, which is just say
break up, see you later. You know, I think at 24, it seems to me like kind of a fun little adventure to do it. I mean, at that age is kind of when you could do that and not be held back by much of anything. I mean, she's not fully into like a career or anything probably at 24. You got no other responsibilities and you're just in love. Maybe go see if it works out. If not, come home. Or do you do the thing where you try it long distance for like a couple months? And then be like, "Oh my God, I really do miss this guy," and then go. I'm voting for go. You're 24. Go have some fun. How long have they been dating, did she say? Not a year.
9 months.
9 months? Where in Texas?
Oh, she doesn't say.
That might help determine.
I mean, if it's something like, you know,
it's out on the
Big
coast
Spring
or
Odessa or Midland or something like that, I would think twice about it. I'll tell you that. But no offense to those of you from Odessa, Texas.
Odessa, Texas.
I mean, if it's Austin or San Antonio or Dallas or Houston,
yeah,
or something, you know, vibrant cities.
Corpus Christi.
Look. Obviously, my answer is always going to be, when you're 24, that's the time for you to be adventurous with your life. Go, go, go. The only thing that's making me question this, and by the way, our phones are already open for you to sound off on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Please don't wait for other people to call. You need to call right now. The only thing that's given me pause is some of the wording, and it could just be because we weren't talking to her. This is, you know, her writing this to us. But when she says, "This guy and I have only known each other for 9 months," and then she says, "He sort of asked if I'd ever think about going down there with him."
Well,
he sort of asked. It could be as innocent as, even he is saying, "God, it's only been 9 months. Do I ask her to go?"
Mm-hmm.
So if he's even hinting at it, there might be a lot more under the surface there where he's just afraid to come right out and say, "You need to quit your job and come down here with me."
Or is this like a courtesy thing? Like, "Hey, you should come with me." And then
she says no.
It's
a possibility. Yeah, and if she says no, he's like, all
right. I mean, you don't have to, but boy, that would be fun, right? It's worth maybe some further investigation, maybe.
She's 24. I mean,
live it up.
I kind of want to tell her to go, but I also want to hear what our listeners have to say about it. Let's see who's holding. Linda is holding. Linda, what do you think? Should Bella go to Texas?
Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm, no.
Oh, why not?
No. So you're a no?
Why?
So it's a solid no?
I'm a no. A solid no. Well, let me just say this. I did that, and I was 20, and he lived in Texas, and, well, he moved there first. Anyways, it ended up not working out. And the thing is, it's Texas, okay? And she doesn't want to do that. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm not going to go
there. Are you
there,
just mad at Linda? Texas, Linda?
Yeah, I'm not going to bash a state for whatever reason you might have.
Why didn't it work for you when you were down there? What happened?
Well, what happened is he had somebody else, and I didn't know about it. And then when I moved down there, I found out about it.
Well, then that's anecdotal evidence. What if somebody calls us and says they moved for someone, and now they've been happily married for 20 years?
We have nine kids now, you know.
I mean, you can't say don't do it because I had one bad experience.
You picked him, Linda.
No, I got married, and I did find somebody else, got married, but got divorced later on. But
well, it's starting to sound like the
Linda,
problem is
well,
you.
There might be some habit forming here.
you know, what do these all have in common, Linda?
How are you now? Are you remarried?
No, sir. No.
No.
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Yeah, and she's not in Texas either, Jeremy.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, God, no.
Life is
no.
good. Listen, Linda, you're a
Thanks,
good sport.
Linda.
Thank you for playing around with us. We appreciate it.
Now we have to let you go, Linda.
We will never let her go. Who's next? Nikki's on the phone. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
All right, so Linda says don't go. What do you say?
I think there's a lot of ifs, but I think if all the ifs are yes, then yes, you should go.
Yeah, so, I mean, why not?
Well, I think if she really has this idea of I found somebody and my goal is to get married and have a long-term lasting relationship, you have to go for it. You have to say, yes, that is my goal. But because if moving to another state like that is a big deal. So if you don't think you're ready at this stage to put that commitment in for a potential marriage, then don't go.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if you're 24, that's the time when you should be doing this kind of stuff. Now, if you're 56 and you've got a house and...
Then not in a career, probably
and,
not.
Whatever, but at 24, I don't think you've got to base it on getting married, do you? Can't you just say, no. I'm going to go live an adventure with my life for a while?
That's the key word. It's
and
an
it's
adventure.
Not like she's moving to, you know, a third world country. She's staying in the United States, so I wouldn't be afraid about moving to another state. They still speak English, granted, with a funny Texas accent, but they speak English. So
I agree, but it's still a big life move. But I agree with you what you said before about it's definitely a stage of your life where not established careers, but definitely have that opportunity to, you know, have an adventure, do something fun with your life at that point.
And
but
even, you know, even if she does move down and it doesn't work out with this guy, who's to say that she's not going to start an incredible life down there and just stumble across somebody else or
exactly.
a career down there? I mean, this could be life-changing.
What if this guy isn't the guy, but 5 months later she does
right.
meet the guy?
She meets a guy on the flight out there or something, you know?
Right.
This could be a
somebody
universe
in her apartment
thing.
Complex.
This could be a magic universe thing.
Oh, you know what? The more we think about this, I think she definitely needs to go.
She should
just
go.
Just get out of here.
Yeah, she's 24. I want to be 24 again, Nikki.
Right. With no responsibilities, really? Except
That's
maybe a cat or something?
I want to live vicariously through her because I was too of a homebody and too terrified to travel. And I want to live vicariously through her and say,
well,
go
and
do
you
this.
Still have never lived on your own at all. And
correct.
I think this would be great for Bella
yeah.
to go do this.
So
for a
I'm
while.
Encouraging her to do this.
Just get out.
Go.
Yeah. If he wants her to go, she should go.
There you go.
That's the key, isn't it, Nikki? Thank you for your call. That's
you.
The key is we're still not 100% sure if he is wanting her to go, but I think he
I think he is, too, or he would have just not said anything.
You know,
he would have said,
also,
let's try this long distance for a while.
I'm guessing that he's roughly her age, you know, roughly within a few years.
Yeah.
And it could be for him, too. It's like, hey, I'm a little nervous about, you know, leaving friends and family and moving away. It'd be nice to have a familiar face.
Something stable. You're
and
my,
a familiar
you're
everything
my
else.
Stable.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, stable. Who knows? This
stable.
Could be a big thing. This could be a big thing for them.
I'm so happy for these two kids. I'm excited.
8 billion text messages.
A lot of people automatically going to the, if you do a long distance relationship, somebody's going to cheat. Is that the case? I mean, you're probably, it's probably easier, but I don't think it's a guarantee.
I've only done one true long distance relationship in my life, and it was 1500 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
From Colorado, I was in Colorado and she was in, she was on the East Coast, and it didn't last very long at all. Like,
cause you got needs.
2 months. Yeah. It was her decision.
She's got needs.
Yeah.
And his name was like, Brian.
She just said, probably so. Yeah, you know, her thing was like, this is just not working. And I didn't put up a big fuss because I was like, yeah, it's really
like,
hard.
Was this
it's
a while ago, though, like where you actually had to like write handwritten letters to each other? And
I
was this pre-FaceTime?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like
this
it'd
was
be
early
easier.
90s.
This would be easier now to have a long distance with FaceTime and stuff because you can actually
see
the
person.
Yeah,
you just Zoom with somebody or whatever. And then you can say, who's that walking around in the background?
Don't worry about it.
In their underwear.
Don't worry about it. It's my house cleaner.
Funny thing is, the text messages, we're getting a billion of them, completely split from what I can tell just quickly going through. Half say, don't go. It's a horrible mistake. Yeah. Half say, go and do it.
Those are people that probably had a bad experience with it, and they're just...
Yeah,
they're,
right.
Don't do it.
It's that anecdotal evidence stuff. You know, Bella, I feel terrible because we don't have... a definitive answer. It's look, even the calls we put on, one said don't go, yeah. One said go.
But your boys are saying go, so listen
we
to us.
We say go.
Go live it up, have some fun.
On one condition, download the Mix 100 app onto your phone, Bella, so that you can have our show with you every single day down there in the Lone Star State.
Yeah. Go to the Johnson Space Center while you're down there.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool.